God is my Lord and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear?
Give the wicked ones.
Yeah.
A lashing, oh God. Let them stand up upright. And let them not to fight. No, there is no right. No, there is no right. Oh yeah, oh God. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Trying to get to come around to that verse. Jah is my life and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? There it is. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? No one. No one. No one. Nothing. No riots. No crazy people acting up. No unhinged butthurt losers making up stuff and trying to get revotes and martial law and everything else because of lies they make up in their head. Because of political trickery and deceit. Because of wicked people. The Lord knows of their wickedness, and He has made complete and total plans that even includes their wickedness to be thwarted. I believe their wickedness will be thwarted publicly, and they will be taught a lesson they'll never forget. Well, it might get messy and it might not, but I say it's in the hands of the Lord, and He will make the rules. He will set the pace. He will determine what will happen this weekend. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? No one. Nothing. It's all supernatural. It's all the spiritual battle. The material realm is secondary. Let us not forget that. Let me not forget that, okay? Hold my feet to the fire on that one. It's easy to lose your way, get distracted. Anyway, Jah, my life and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? No one. In the name of Jesus, amen. No one. No one. And I do not have fear or trepidation going into this battle. They promise all this violence. The bully loves to talk and talk big. He loves to talk and talk big. No doubt they want to try something. But it doesn't matter what they want. The Lord laughs at them. He laughs at all their plans. He laughs at all the plans of the enemy. So in other words, I would say rejoice. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And look up to see the recompense of the wicked. The righteous will prosper, but the wicked will be cut down before the noonday. Remember that. The nefarious plans of... I went on today about celebrities. No, I just, you know, I saw a side of it. I guess this takes me back to my youth when I wondered what a celebrity was. And you know, I wondered... Because I, like I said, I saw people that became those things. And I wondered, what was that all about? And the conclusion I came to really is there's a certain snake pit in Hollywood, let's say, where, you know, you get this mentality, I guess it's from conforming to Satanism, where you're not doing well, and if you get promoted, some other guy's got to lose his job in order for you to feel satisfied like you won. And this gets ingrained in the very DNA of a person, in the fabric of a person. It's a complete fallen condition. It's fueled by envy and all that. And then when you see people very successful who, when something else happens good, I knew people like this, not celebrity, but just regular people. Well, well-to-do people, I'll put it that way. And if something went good for somebody else, they would be all over it criticizing it, trying to make it not so good. because they wanted to be on top. It's this weird thing in human nature. And if you have that, if that's found in you, then you tend to want to be on that other side. I'm not going to go on about it. I just was really focusing in on about the so-called riots, you know, the George Soros, Michael Moore, Mark Ruffalo is in the mix. I forget the other guy that's going to be on this celebrity protest. Like, they still think the celebrities call the shots. So if the celebrities show up, then they're all going to show up. And that's what the other side has been doing the whole time. And I'm, you know, so I had to say something about it today. And that's about all I feel like saying about it, because I definitely want to focus on other things. To me, you know, as far as celebrity, Jesus, Yeshua is the celebrity, and nobody else is. I'll just put it that way. And that's just really where I'm at with it. And whether they're a celebrity or a pauper or a star or a old person, which God forbid you ever get old, because that's the ultimate racism, getting old. Huh? There is no more black and white when you get old, right? Yeah, the great equalizer. There it is. Boom! All right. You got to be right with the Lord right now. You've got to be right with the Lord. You got to be right with the Lord. This is going up offline. I'm you know, admittedly doing this when I'm driving, and probably not the wisest thing to do. I have to gather supplies before a surprise snowstorm that's going to put, you know, people out of, I wouldn't be able to, I don't know when I'll be able to supply up again. But I'm in, you know, it's 38 degrees and I'm in flip-flops, surf trunks, parka, right? Parka and t-shirt. It's kind of like a, you know, a skier's thing. But, and then I'm going to run in there. Everybody I see has got Uggs on and jeans. They're going to look at me like I'm kind of weird. Got my dogs with me. I make sure when I get home that I feed them. Well, I've been feeding them, but it's time already to feed them again. And something I got to make sure I do. But I, you know, I'm just, by the feeling I get is it's, there's, you know, they threaten a lot of things, but it's oftentimes the bully makes a big threat, but, you know, he's seldom really follow up on it. I know they're going to hire a bunch of people that are, you know, bad people, you know, people that agitate, you know, they promise property violence and violence of things. I know they're going to do this. But somehow the most important thing is it won't, you know, they didn't have a smooth transition of power. We had recounts. Now they're trying for a revote. They're re-this, re-that. They're just proven. I mean, I don't know if they ever win another election at this point. I mean, how could you? I guess if you find enough disgruntled people, maybe that's how you win. But that's kind of still a long shot. I don't want to focus on that, though. What I'm focusing on is the spiritual battle of this thing. It's epic. It's great. We succeed in prayer. We succeed in standing with the Lord. We succeed in going forth. We do not shrink back. We do not operate in fear. We do not worry about, oh, they're going to throw us into martial law. I don't care what they're going to do. I don't care what they do. I could care less what they do. The thing is that I see people wanting freedom, people wanting enough of this social engineering technocracy. They've had enough of this scientific dictatorship. They've had enough of this sci-fi movie we're living in. And they want basically decency. This whole thing with Trump was really a movement for decency, which they don't want us to have. All right, fine. The other thing I want to say is there's another flank in this war, which is the hordes of people that were, you know, Christians who are fleeing from, they're calling Trump not the Antichrist, something like an Antichrist, but some kind of thing like that. And so they've already begun down that road, and that's going to divide people quite a bit. I was called to back the guy up. I mean, at first I thought it was a joke, you know, and then through time the Lord spoke to me about it and has kind of led me in that regard. And, you know, I've had a lot of challenges, a lot of tests, like, you know, getting all caught up with that, letting the spirit of fear get me, getting distracted with the carnal things when we would pray on 20 on 20, all of a sudden miraculous things, some human trafficking exposed, all this stuff exposed, things really, really moving in the spiritual realm, affecting the things in the physical. So whom shall I fear? We have the power to do it. As they say, the Lord can do it. And will do it. There really is nothing to fear. It's just a little pep talk. Just to make us realize, if you pray five times a day, if the enemy is praying five times a day, you pray 20 times a day. In fact, just stay in a constant dialogue with the Almighty God all through the day. Make everything you do sacred. I mean, you go to the market here, it's sacred. You drive out to, you know, drive home, it's sacred. You say hello to somebody, it's sacred. You do this, it's sacred, you do that. Everything is just ongoing dialogue with the Lord. Where would you like to go today, Lord? What would you like to eat? What would you like to... I need the Lord right now to just tell me how to tie my shoe. Because things look so intimidating that I have to be closer to the Lord in order not to be intimidated, but bold. All right. And with that, I bid you shalom. I'll see you tomorrow.